Blog Talk Radio.
Advance the kingdom of God. And if you
have a pencil and paper, I would like you to write down these four words, K-E-N-G. Let me repeat. K-E-N-G. It looks like king with the E. Normally, king would have an I, which represents authority. But as a king of K-E-N-G, the E stands for entrepreneur. And we're seeking to recruit kingdom entrepreneurs to join a group of like-minded kingdom citizens to come and share their skills, their knowledge, and wisdom running a family business, for independent, LLC, or nonprofit. So this morning for the next hour or two, we're going to talk about kingdom entrepreneurs, what it means to become a kingdom entrepreneur. And on our Saturday breakfast gathering, which is to take place in March. So we're going to share a little bit about that. But if you are in business, seeking to own your own business, we'd like you to come to the table and share your God-given talent, your kingdom entrepreneur, and the kingdom entrepreneur network. So come to share a song, selection song to minister to you. So we need it to, what's the message? This is the mind. So your soul is your knowledge, your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotions. God is calling today for balance.
In the seventh year of this new millennium, he said this is going to be the season for the people of God's total release. I don't know what you've been up against, what you've been fighting. I don't know what's been held up, but I need somebody to look at somebody with a prophetic eye and tell them whatever has been held up is being released. No. Tell them whatever has been held up is being released in this season. Wait a minute, wait. Somebody shout back to me, release. Now listen, if you read it carefully, here's what God said in Deuteronomy 15. He said it will be the year of the Lord's release. Look at your name and say, the Lord's release. In the sabbatical year, every child of God was to release any debt that he was owed from his brother. But now watch this, something else was to happen. God said in that seventh year, you were to give the land a rest. You weren't to sow a seed. You were in that year, you were to harvest what came up on its own accord. Now we know about seed time, we know about harvest. But in the year of the Lord's release, God was telling his people, I'm God. I don't care how much Hebrew, Greek you know. I am still the God who can get some stuff done without you. Now, I got a word for somebody in here that's been doing everything you know to do, and there's still some things held up, jammed up, and that haven't been released. The Spirit of the Lord spoke in my spirit to say to somebody tonight that God is going to get some of this stuff done without you. You're not going to have to run around, check on everything, look at everything. All you need to do in this season is obey. And look at your neighbor and say, some stuff is going to come up on its own for you. Look at your neighbor and say, there's some things that are going to happen for you. And nobody's going to get the glory for it but God. No, look at your other neighbor because they didn't hear you. Look at them and tell them there's some stuff that's about to jump off for you. And it's going to come up on its own. It's, people are going to scratch their heads and say, how did that happen? You say, I obeyed God one night and stuff just started popping. It is the year of the Lord.
My beloved, this is the year of release. And God wants to know if he can trust you with the treasures of God. See, when God releases blessings, his blessings is not greedy. His blessing is to that we be a blessing to others. That's how we are blessed. Bible says that in Joshua 1 and 8 that if we meditate on the word of God day and night, we will prosper and be successful. Many are running after different businesses, home-based businesses, and trying to prepare for really important by different streams of income. God is saying that he released the blessings. In Deuteronomy 15:1-12, the psalmist says, this is the sabbatical year, and the sabbatical year in those days was a respect, a year of mercy to the poor. That's the beautiful name given to it here is that the Lord release suggests that it finds a higher counterpart, that the acceptable year of the Lord, according to Luke 4:19, which is the true Lord's release, that Christ came to preach the gospel to the poor and to preach deliverance to the captives. According to Luke 4:18. The accepted time is the period of God's forbearance with our sins, according to 2 Corinthians 5:19 and 2 Corinthians 6:2. It is the time also of forgiveness of sins to those who believe. And Lord's release indeed is not from money debt, but from spiritual one, according to Matthew 6:12. The Lord's release is not temporal, but it's eternal. It's a time of the setting of those that are in bondage. It's a time for those that have been captivated by the world system, Satan's system. By the cares of this world that blinds the mind of those that do not believe. It's the time of those that are captivated by evil, according to Romans 6:18 and 2 Timothy 2:26. We are taught by this that the law that the poor have a claim on the forbearance of the rich. In verses 1 and 5 in Deuteronomy 15, it says, it is a claim that is willingly be recognized by the loving heart. It will shrink from pushing hard on anyone. It will put itself in the debtor's place and bear with him as long as possible. This was a lesson enforced by the law of the release is secured for the poor debtor. A whole year of grace, it is interposed to check upon the creditor's selfishness and rebuke him if he's disposed to press hard upon his brother. It did more, testifying by its very existence to God's sympathy with the poor and to his desire that they should be mercifully treated. The harshly, the spirit, which is common, is not of God or of Christ, according to Matthew 18:23-35. It is assumed, of course, that the case of poverty is genuine, that there is no evidence that even during the sabbatical year that the creditors was not entitled to recover his debt from a man well able to pay it. So, in verses 7 and 12, the poor have an opportunity to claim on the assistance of the rich. Well, what does that mean? The assistance goes beyond forbearance. The law requires not simply that the lender of money should not be harsh and forbearing in exacting its repayment, but that where needs exist, they should be willing forward to render such assistance as in their power. Honest poverty for such only is contemplation, which creates a claim with those having the world's goods. In 1 John 3:17, they are not at liberty to disregard. Giving at liberty, giving ungrudgingly, giving disinterest. We as the people of God, the Bible says, give with a cheerful heart, not grudgingly. Give when there is a need. Bible specifically teaches us that if someone calls us in the late midnight hour and asks for help, we don't put off until tomorrow. But we, if we're able, then give a hand. That's giving liberally, not with any restraint, condition. I was in a meeting the other day, and there were some individuals that felt justifiable that they will not give to the poor because they're lazy, that they are irresponsible, and they're not good stewards. And they were not going to give their hard-earned money to people that don't want it, or that are lazy, as they label them. My heart was grieved because it was a judgmental call, and I pray that that God will enlighten them to understand that there will be poor among us, and it's not for us to judge how they, if we give them, how they are to use the funds. I had a situation years ago. I needed assistance in housing, and I called up a friend, and they blessed me to maintain my house. But at that time, I thought in my finite mind that it was time for me to move. So instead of investing in the place where I was at, I chose to move on without telling them that I made that decision. I don't know whether they were offended by it or not, but I had to move, because I felt at that particular time there was no room, there was no opportunity, and I felt hopeless. I felt stagnated. I felt that I was wasting my time with people who didn't believe the way I believed, with people that took it for granted
they were doing me a favor. And at the same time, they were getting paid for their time to encourage me to do good, to encourage me to be productive, and encourage me to be thankful that I had a roof over my head. But see, to me, that's me now. You don't have to think like that. But personally, I felt as though that God's blessing is not grievous. And for me to be succumbed to behaviors of ungratefulness and unappreciativeness, I was grateful, yes I was, to have a roof over my head. But to be bashed with the fact that I was told that it was a privilege, it was a dishonor, because there were restraints. I can understand that you have to put restraints on certain things just to get to individual place of learning how to be accountable and how to plan for the future. But when it comes to someone that takes advantage of those that are poor, I gotta pray, my beloved. Not anything that this is prayer, but pray that God would open the eyes of their understanding. We should not categorize every person that looks poor. That they're not this. There are reasons why people are in situations. First of all, depends on your faith. Are you going to trust in God? Are you going to trust in the cares of this world? It says, what will separate you from the love of God? Well, lose your job. Lose your health. Lose your position. Your influence. See where your love lies. The Bible is a specific instruction that we are to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind. And then to love our neighbor. I don't care if you are unemployed or employed, a pastor or a laborer, a state official, government official, God is still God, and He rules. He has control of everything. He gives life and death. And we could choose life and death, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. And we as people of God, we are to be an example. And as when it comes concerning the plan, we have an opportunity to bring life. We have an opportunity to give them hope. We have an opportunity to share God's love when they're crying and distressed. Nothing today. You need to know that in giving, give liberally. Second, give ungrudgingly. And third, in Matthew 5, because we need to spread the love of God in our home, in the job, in the community, especially if it's community leaders. We have so many nonprofit organizations that are using their volunteer and their time and their talent and their treasure, and they serving people that don't have a purpose of serving others in a way that they would love. But the Bible says we need to meet with people. Thank you. It says, be careful not to do good deeds in front of other people. Don't do those deeds to be seen by others. If you do, your Father in heaven will not reward you. But when you do give to needy people, do not announce it by having trumpets blown. Do not be like those who only pretend to be holy. They announce what they do in the synagogue and on the street. They want to be honored by other people. What I'm about to tell you is true. They have received their complete reward. So when you give to needy people, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Then your giving will be done secretly, and your Father will be rewarded. Will reward you because he sees what you do secretly. Then there's another thing in Matthew. It's this chapter. To be kind to others. That is the 38th verse. You have heard that it was said that an eye must be put out for an eye. A tooth must be knocked out for a tooth. But here's what I tell you. Do not fight against an evil person. Suppose someone slapped you on your right cheek. Turn your other cheek to them. Also, suppose someone takes you to court and did the shirt. Let them have your coat also. Suppose someone forces you to go 1 mile. Go 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you for something. And don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow something from you. You hear that? Let me repeat that again. Don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow something. Now I'm going to go to Matthew 5, 42. Because we're blessed to be blessed. Jesus taught his disciples in the crowd how blessed we are. But I'm going to go to 53 and then I'm going to go back to the Beatitudes of the group. And then Matthew 5, 52, and I was about to see that. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Even the tax collectors do that. But if you do, give to the one that asks, that's what it wants. Give to the one. But down here it says, if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Because we've got a lot of people that's in a cliff. And they only give those that they love. They don't give out five cliffs. But the Bible says if you bring only your own people, what more are you doing than others? Even people who are ungodly do that. Oh my God. So Matthew's saying, so be perfect. Just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfect means nothing but mature. Saints, we need to grow up. And my Saturday breakfast is to bring leaders of those 7 months to seek after the things of God and mature in the things of God so that their ministry can be more, so that their businesses can be more effective. That's why we invite you to become an affiliate of the MBA. Yeah, MBA for those that strive in professional ministry, those that
striving to protect their businesses, and as a king of affiliates, your job
is to mentor, learn, and then be able to mentor others to become an MBA. Because when you become an MBA, you put on the garment of praise when you discover that you are blessed to be a blessing. When Jesus was in his disciples in the crowd, he went up on the mountainside and he sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He says, blessed are those who are spiritually needy. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are those who are sad, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who are humble, for they will be given the earth. And blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for what is right. They will be filled. Blessed are those who show mercy, for they will be shown mercy. Then blessed are those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Blessed are those who make peace, for they will be called the children of God. Then blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. My beloved, blessed are you when people make fun of you and hurt you because of Christ. You are also blessed when they tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of Christ. Be joyful and glad. Your reward in heaven is great. In the same way, people hurt the prophets who have lived long ago. God sees them. He knows them. So, my beloved, stand firm and believe God's promises. He said he will never leave, nor forsake you. God keeps his promises according to Matthew 6:33. He says, again, you have heard what was said concerning murder, concerning fulfilling the law and the Lord. He says, do not break the promises that you make to the Lord. But if you keep your promise to the Lord that you have made, and here he says, what I tell you, do not make any promises like that at all. But do not make them in the name of heaven. It is God's promise. Do not make them in the name of the earth. That is the stool for God's feet. Do not make them in the name of Jerusalem. That is the city of great king, of the great king. Do not make a promise in your own name. You can't make any one hair on your head white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. And anything more than this comes from the evil one. So, don't try to make a promise, but trust God's promise that he would never leave them nor forsake them. God has the final say to everything. All we have to do is trust him and lean not to our own understanding. Many times we make a promise in our marriage. We say, this is my beloved to do unto death. Well, you just made an old law for eternal life. And as soon as something happens, you want to do more. Well, that's the truth. But the world says, boy, say yes or no. Anything more than some evil. Go into like a marriage, go into business with a partner. As soon as something happens, you want to build off. You say, just didn't work. Well, yes, it didn't work. Why? Didn't it work? Many times, the Bible says, when we can't have our word, then we want to make excuses. And we get mad and we break our promise. Then that's when the evil one comes in and divide. The evil one comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So therefore, we break our promise. Same way, when we come in fellowship in the body of Christ, as soon as the pastor don't recognize or give us a word that's going to help us to mature, we want to simply break our promise and say, this is not God, we're going to move on. Well, how are we going to grow again? The Bible says in Psalm 133, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Well, again, there was a door open for the enemy to come in and the evil one to separate. There are many members in the body, and we're all one. God needs the head, the eyes, the hand, the mouth, and the feet. Many of us are called in the body, the gift, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. If those bodies know how to function, something wrong. So, when we lack knowledge, when we lack knowledge, we lack wisdom. The Bible says, let it not. See, what happens with the body when it's discombobulated is because we lack wisdom. And we're too proud and prideful that we don't go to the source that gives us spiritual counsel, spiritual wisdom. We go to man and seek after worldly wisdom versus godly wisdom. But today, my beloved, we want to be a part of the kingdom. The Bible says, blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. It says, even though people will hurt you, and they will tell all kinds of people lies about you because of your relationship with Christ. The Bible says, rejoice, be joyful and glad, because the same reward in heaven is great. And in the same way people hurt the prophet who lives up, they will also disappoint you. So as kingdom entrepreneurs, your job is to grow in grace and to share the gift with others so that they mature into the faith. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. And faith comes from hearing the word. So, you're not just the only one that God is calling. Blessed. We are all Abraham, who is a seed and
God promises that he's the father of many nations. Stay blessed. Be a blessing. This is the year of the Lord's release. This is 2015. And every 7 years, God makes his release, giving mercy to the poor. So the end of this is an acceptable year for God to release the gospel to the poor and to bring deliverance to the captive and forgiveness of sins to those who believe. This time you will not be set free. Pull down every imagination that exalts itself against the word of God. You and I, it's time to give liberty and corruptly and be about the Father's kingdom. So as we plant seeds, we're going to reap a harvest. As God forgives us, our debtors will forgive us of all our transgressions, all of our debt. I believe in the supernatural, yes, I do. But it's not just believing this way. My credit is with forgiveness. It's the act of trusting God's word. That we show kindness to him, that the same kindness that we show to others will be done unto us. The Bible says we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, who is our neighbor? Well, I believe Jesus does say that, well, as far as family, our family is our neighbor. And Jesus said, they that do the will of my Father. So whether it be your family or your friends, we're always to serve. The Bible says to do good work. According to Luke 6, 30 to 39 verse. God's blessing is upon us all. And through that blessing, we are prospered to give unto others. So, I encourage you today, this Saturday, February 27th, to seek God concerning your giving. Seek God concerning your time, your talents, and your treasure. To see when you give your time, you can't take back yesterday, what you did yesterday. It's what you do. And when you give your talent, the Bible says give wholeheartedly. Whatever you do, give wholeheartedly unto God. That's where your reward comes from, God. So if you give in grudgingly before, you're giving unto God from an unclean spirit. So give with a cheerful heart. Don't give with a cheerful. Because if whether you're a doctor, lawyer, pastor, working at McDonald's, you're giving your talent. As God has given you to give, you must also give cheerfully. And then as far as your treasure, the Bible says, count up the cost. When you give, give with a cheerful heart. God will give that 30, 60, 100 folk. Trust God as you're planting the seed. Know that harvest will come. And the increase is to give more Because as you give, God will give that unto you. So, it's the season of giving. The season to give unto the community is a season to be grateful.
From the good law of God
as there's in the Old Testament, to those God had obliged them to the charity of forgiving, denied the charity of giving. You might remember the man that had was forgiven from the judge, then turned around when it was someone owed him. He wanted to take him to jail. He wanted to punish them. Well, those who repeat from the act of sin must keep out of their minds the very thought of sin. It's a dreadful thing, my beloved, as Matthew Henry comments, to have the cry of the poor justly against us. Grudge not the kindness of thy brother. Distrust not the providence of God. What thou doest, do it freely. For God is your forgiver, according to 2 Corinthians 9 says, if you choose not to be a blessing, will keep what you think is a blessing. God says, release. Release the blessing. For we're blessed to be a blessing. Don't be a hoarder. Don't store up what God has entrusted you to give, to be a release. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes shall have eternal life. Many of you have been Christians for years and have not shared the good news of John 3:16. It's time to release. You want your children saved. You want the loved ones saved. Release the love. Love conquers the multitude. Love is what listening the Bible says that we have not because we have not. And the verses of that twist, the word written, the word thus renders, leave, let, follow. And it also expresses that the debt was to be left in the hands of the debtor, as the land was to be left lie or left until for that year. In the yield exposition of the entire Bible, the Bible says that day and night you will prosper and be successful. In the yield exposition, it says, at the end of every 7 year, thou shalt make a release, not of servants, for they were not to be dismissed from their service until they had served 6 years, as is directed to in the following law. For they were to be set free whenever a sabbatical year came. They may be discharged when they had not served more than a year, or then half a year, or then a month or two. Indeed, when the year of Jubilee intervened, they were released, be it at what time it would, but not in the sabbatical year, which was a year of release of debt, as the following verse showed, as well as there was a rest in the land that from the village, according to Leviticus 25:2. Now this was done at the end of the extremity of every 7th year, not at the latter end of the extremity of it. For if the debt of a poor man might be exalted exact of him in that year, and until the end of it, it would not be in that respect of being a sabbatical year or a year of rest and quiet. But this was done at the first extremity of it, at the beginning of it. I know this is a lot. Probably never heard of the sabbatical year probably never heard of the year of release. That's why it's important to have a pastor that who teaches the Word of God. That's why it's important that you have a Bible also, so that you can study to make yourself knowledgeable of the things of God. Study to do the work, be evangelist, study to be a student of the Word, to minister the Word of grace to those that lack food for spiritual growth. So, my beloved, this is the year of the Lord. As we give with a cheerful heart, give with understanding that you are blessed to be a blessing. I'm grateful unto God for this opportunity, and also those of you that listening have questions, Lord. Like to share, give me a call, 717-379-1503. Be a guest. Yes, call in at 657-383-0957. We have a toll-free number as well at 877-479-1796. It's all about the kingdom. If you are kingdom-focused, and you want God total blessing, totally, not just for yourself. Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. This is why we invite you to join us for Saturday breakfast. God has given me this thing. I was like the wisdom that we claim. And they did read it over on the There's a wisdom that God has given me. Together with people together. And strategize that, first of all, you could say, pray. Pray, because there's power in prayer. Bible says, how can we walk together? And let's do it. We need God.
How many know the Lord reigns over everything? Yeah. How many know He sits high and looks down and sees everything that we do?
We put our hands up on the throne. The Bible said that. We need Him to lead God. So as we come together as kingdom, as family, we are focused on what we want to focus. It's all about souls. So if you'd like to be a part of the kingdom of the Lord, give me a call. 717-379-1111. Every fourth Friday, it's a fourth Friday weekend gathering. And we invite you to join us for the month of March. We will be a busy basin. Basin located off of Front Street in Harrisburg. If you are not nothing more, you're looking to be a month of the month. It's only reserved for a limited amount of people. The first 12. Are the ones that will be a part of this gathering. So if you're going to lock it, give me a call, 717-379-1500. We have entrepreneur opportunities. We have vendors that will have a facility in York, Pennsylvania. It's called the Gathering Villa. We have entrepreneurial office. We have a 50-square parking space for vendors to set up to product. We're doing a book swap and market for vendors to market their products and services. Also, we have a multi-purpose room for weddings, special events, retreat. If you have a wedding that's coming up, give us a call. You need catering done. You need a hall. Give us a call at 7-379-1500. Last but not least, we have a publication called the Community Hub, which is a publication printed and published by Kingdom Publisher. I am the editor and founder of the Kingdom Club. If you have time and talent, we're looking for writers, we're looking for sales and graphic design. It's all about the kingdom. Our vision is reaching one soul, one day, and there's 365 days in the year. And I don't want to find myself missing out. And what God has given me, I don't want to bury myself. I want to be a good steward. Bible gives one part now, another. Believe it was three, two, and another one, one. And the one bear, the one that had two, hit double. And the other one that break that. And the other one that had five, it multiplied. So today is an opportunity for increase. But if God can't trust you to give with a cheerful heart, He's not going to trust you. There's nothing more than you can handle. So if you want to be a part of the kingdom, you must seek God.
about everything. Because in the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. And he reigns in all things. So you're listening to Kingdom Focus on 7-11. www.blogtalk.com. I will. Jesus was on the cross at Calvary and said, not my will, but let thy will be done. It is finished. Destiny was fulfilled. You're listening to Kingdom Focus on 7th Avenue. Program www.blogtalkradio.com. We're delighted to hear from you. We're delighted to share what God placed on them. For we know that this is the day that the Lord has made us. We shall rejoice and be glad in Him. So as we come, we pray to God.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor, give until there is no more. That could be another way. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. Suffer long and to be kind. Yeah. and the words kind of between man and woman. Can't see eye to eye, can't see each other smile. You ought to take the time.
For more love, no difference, God's will to be done on earth. We need more love. And love is unconditional. Love conquers more than all that we could ask, all that we can. Welcome to you. Love to sin. Why? God is love. My children, love him, sacrificing the Son, his Son, Jesus. And Jesus is that model. As he instructed the 12 this night, he instructed them what to do the will of the Father. Jordan. My beloved, we enjoy joining for real worship midnight in heaven. Prepare your heart, because we are created to worship God in spirit and truth, and real worship is given praise.
You know, it's amazing how we try to get God to bless us in a roundabout way. And when I say roundabout way, meaning, you know, the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing
the right
blessings. But imagine God responding to that.
Welcome, pray. Second way is to give the cheerful heart. Content. 7 steps. And right. Palm. P-O-M-S. Prayer.
You know you try to get
outreach. Abundance.
With your sins.
Let's try. To the monk. And he'll be told you. And then sir, every fourth Friday, every Friday, we distribute bread, feed the hungry, and
somehow
give
in
bread
awesome wonder,
7 days of
you have
7 a.m.
No why
on
www.adogpop.com. So instead of that, God,
as we press towards the heart,
love me in a special way. What more can I say?
As we come together on the fourth Friday, every family, every friend will come with the invitation to God's will be done on earth as it is. So, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at 717-379-1504. Signing off. That's it with Jackson on Kingdom Focus. Discover Jackson Line, 711. www.blog.com.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.